Each human soul has both guides and teachers. A guide is not a teacher. Guides are what might be thought of as experts in certain fields that are called in for consultation. If you are writing a book, for example, or creating a project, or organizing an event, a guide that has the quality of warmth, or creativity, or insight that you wish to incorporate into your work is available to you. Teachers operate on a more personal plane of involvement, so to speak, although they are impersonal energies that we personalize, that we feel a personal relationship with. A non-physical teacher brings you ever closer to your soul. The potential for the creation of clarity and the experience of interacting with a non-physical teacher are one and the same. Guides and teachers assist the soul in every phase of its evolution. The number of guides and teachers that a soul has depends upon what it seeks to accomplish and its level of awareness. Souls that take upon themselves projects of more magnitude bring to themselves more assistance. Your soul knows its guides and teachers. It drew upon their wisdom and compassion in charting the incarnation that became you. That part of your soul that is you will be gathered into their waiting arms when the incarnation that is you comes to an end, when you go home. You receive loving guidance and assistance at each moment. At each moment, you are prompted and encouraged to move into light. The decisions that you make are yours to make. A non-physical teacher cannot, and would not, live your life for you. It will assist you through the learning experiences of your life. It will answer your questions, but you must ask them, and therefore give direction to your own energy. No being, not even a non-physical teacher, can assume responsibility for your life, for the way that you choose to use your energy. But a non-physical teacher can help you to understand what your choices and your experiences represent. It can provide you with the knowledge that will allow you to choose responsibly and, hopefully, choose wisely. Therefore, the ability to draw consciously upon your non-physical guidance and assistance, to communicate consciously with a non-physical teacher, is a treasure that cannot be described, a treasure beyond words and value. Every decision that you make either moves you toward your personality or toward your soul. Each decision that you make is an answer to the question, how do you choose to learn love? How do you choose to learn authentic empowerment? Through doubt and fear, or through wisdom? This is the heart of the Garden of Paradise story. The tree of truth, given unto the entire human species, said, learn. Which way do you wish to learn? This is the ultimate first act of free will. How do you wish to learn? The question continues in every one of your life situations. It is the eternal question. It is the longest running show on Broadway, so to speak. No matter what situation, no matter what moment, the Garden of Eden question continues and continues and continues. Each time, the opportunity in every circumstance in miniature is, will you choose the way of doubt and fear, or will you choose the tree of wisdom? This brings us to the relationship between choice, light, and physical reality.